Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from awesome central Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. About land sales on terms. You can sell property for cash, buy for 50, sell for 100, or you can sell it on terms. Buy for 50, $10,000 down, $1,000 a month until you pay it off.
Right.
Who doesn't want to have more money in their bank account? Who doesn't want to talk less on the phone and listen to people, get to know your tenant?
We'll talk all about that and more.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're already a Land Academy member, please join us on Discord.
Greg wrote, this is a long one, bear with me. Hi, everyone. Love to get your feedback on this one. I have a desert junk property in New Mexico. Bought it for $1,600 6 months ago, and it's not selling. I'm about to unload it at $3,200 to a fellow, and I haven't signed any papers yet.
I don't know how that's losing or failing, but okay.
I know. And that's not junk to me.
No, I don't. We don't use that word.
Exactly. A couple days ago, a guy called me claiming to be an attorney and offered to buy this parcel for me for $2,000. Claimed to have tracked me down from the previous seller. I told him I wanted $3,800, and he proceeded to tell me that this property was subject to a quiet title that he and his family were working on, something about it being sold incorrectly 50 years ago.
Lies.
Wow.
All
isn't that mean?
Lies. I have a lot to say about this at the end.
Yeah. I thought that was strange that he offered to buy it combined with the quiet title information. I gave him my address and told him he was welcome to send any claim or action my way, but I haven't received anything yet. It's only been a couple days.
This is the last you'll ever hear of this.
So my question is, should I say something to this guy who now wants to buy it? Should I say nothing since I've seen nothing in writing? Or should I not sell it and sit on it until I hear something from the quiet title guy? I don't want a mess. I'm thinking to just sit on it, low value, not a finance problem for me, instead of risking a sale on an unhappy customer. Happy to hear your advice, Greg. I know what I do.
Go.
Ignore the call. It's amazing they even found you and tracked in your number and everything. I don't believe it, too.
I'd chill for about a week.
Okay.
I wouldn't. And then I might. I would actually research. The way that with resources that we have at Land Academy, you can go look at the chain of title. Here's the thing about New Mexico.
Do your own homework and make sure.
Specifically New Mexico. Long before I met Jill, I was on the auction circuit in my car, in my SUV, like 6 months a year. And I spent a lot of time in New Mexico going to auctions and buying property and selling it on the internet. And every third auction that I would go to in New Mexico, someone would stand up right before the auction and give us a big, long speech about how we're terrible Americans and we stole all this property from Mexico. Mm. And how dare we buy any land in New Mexico? That's what this is related to. This is some kind of meeting that either Native Americans or Latinos have organized, and they're calling landowners, or something like that. I'm not making a judgment about this either way. I'm just informing about anyone who's
your
listening to this.
Your experience based on what
that
happened.
This is a real thing, and I've never, there's nothing that's ever come. How many properties have we owned in New
Mexico?
Oh my
gosh, thousands.
Right. Nothing's ever happened like this. So, right. And why would you pick on a $2,000 property? And why is this guy offering money? If he's going to do a quiet title action, then do one.
Yeah.
Then file the papers for $2,000 property. Really? You're going to go through all this legal stuff? No.
Yeah.
If it was a $20 million ranch or something like that, and I got a call like that, I would get a lawyer.
Well, you'd be going through escrow and then doing all the right stuff. Yeah.
The chain of title is going to tell you what's going on.
Weird.
You could pull all this up and end it.
Exactly. It doesn't come up very often, like you just said, but sometimes these things are, and it's glad you have your guard up.
Yeah.
And you're paying attention.
It's a good and unique question.
Good. Good job. Great.
Today's topic, the good, the bad, the ugly about land sales on terms. This is why you're listening. Jill, go.
In the last couple of weeks on the Land Academy Ladies Group call, everybody wanted to know about terms. We have all levels of people on my group. And so we had two gals, Anne-Marie and Jen, and they put together a great presentation based on their experience on term sales, so everybody could know exactly this, the good and the bad and the ugly. One has 92 properties on her books. One, I can't remember how long, but they've been doing these for several years. One for sure came from another land group, a land education group, who focuses more on terms. I mean, even we talk about it, you know, the $10,000 a month club, you know, cash flow from land, $10,000 a month, you know, for life is based on terms. That's true. Because we have done and no longer do terms deals anymore. So we talked all about this. And it was funny because the presentation unfolded with basically an information dump, if you will. You need to be aware of this. You need to know this. This is what a land contract is. You have to do it this way. You have to do it that way. You can file it here. You can file it there. Some you don't have to file. This is why you would do it without a foreclosure. And then it comes to, that's all the paperwork involved, right? So there's a lot. I can see people, right, too. And I'm watching and letting this play out. And I'm watching people's eyes gloss over because it's like.
Like mine
lot,
right now?
A lot. And then they're going into the payment things. Here's how you can take payment. Here's how you don't take payment. Here's in the night. And each time I'm kind of interjecting, you know, truth time, like, hey, everybody needs to know that's not, they don't, like, there's a lot of payments out there, places that don't legally allow you to take land payments, but people do, and I have to warn everybody, be real careful, because if they catch up with you, they can keep your money, they can hold your money, because you're doing stuff against what they technically allow. Here's ways to work around that, whatever. So people are like, okay. And then we're going on to what is really going on as far as so here's what goes on as far as customer service and with these customers, and what it's like to take payments from a $99 a month customer versus a $250 a month customer kind of thing, that they're making those payments. I don't think anybody's taking anything like you talked about with $1,000 a month. That's just, you know, usually it's not there. So and what they shared too is a couple of them that, like, I think both of them had to hire and take on extra staff to manage the bookkeeping, the accounting, the chasing, the customer contact, the phone calls, like, my payment's going to be late, I need this, I need that, and kinds of things. So we went all through the end. And at the very end, what happened was two things. One of them said, here's what I would tell you. If I had to do it all over again, and if you're brand new right now, I wouldn't do this.
Just like marriage.
I wouldn't start with terms the sales. Number one. And number two said, I'm getting out of it right now. I'm actually starting to go back. One of them was reaching out to the actual seller saying, hey, I'll give you a 10% discount if you want to make it whole and just pay for it outright
this
now.
This is free, priceless advice, mm-hmm. Joe.
And the other one said, really, you're only doing 10%? I'm doing 25%. So I'm offering them a 25% discount on the property if they want to just make it whole and give me the cash. Because here's the reality and here's the numbers. So you're buying these properties for a couple thousand dollars and you're selling them. This is kind of what their MO is. And they're buying for $3,000 to $5,000, and they're selling them at $20,000, because you can do that on these terms things. It's a couple hundred dollars down.
These are real numbers.
Uh-huh. A couple hundred dollars a month for a long time. And they said, we don't really want to go over 5 years. That's getting out there. And like, not like it's not like a mortgage for 30 years. We don't want to do that. So, and these people make these payments. And so you can see how you can get, okay, so you got 92 of these. We could all do the math. And they're paying $100 to $200 a month. That's pretty good monthly income. Even if half of them don't pay, we can all live on that. But you have to bring on the extra salary and the headache and the processing and all of that and the paperwork to do that versus just cash. I could do the same thing, buy for $5,000, I sell for $12,000, mm-hmm. and I'm out in 30 days.
Great numbers.
I don't have to wait all that time. And so it's just, I didn't know until the end that their presentation, I was very happy and proud that they said, hey, it is a lot. You know, this is the whole point of this presentation. If you want to do this, you need to know all the ins and outs and details. And I wouldn't start there. Do you have any? What do you want to fire away?
I have done tons of terms deals. probably, I don't know, thousands of terms deals. Most of them before Jill.
It's true. And I inherited some.
And right. Yeah. And they're real fast. You can sell them real fast. Everybody loves them for the first month. You can sell it the first day on Craigslist if the property, it's only really good for property that they're going to go see it. Mm-hmm. If they buy at terms property, they're going to go see it. And unlike cash, sometimes they never go see it. My experience in all the terms of deals I ever did, one of them, one single property got conveyed. They all rescind. They pay for 6 months and then you never hear from them again. You know, is that such a bad business model? You know, I always felt kind of unethical about it. You know, in some cases in the beginning, I paid their money back because we were doing, there was one specific subdivision where I bought a ton of property and sold it on terms. And I knew I knew the subdivision, I was there. So it was a little bit of a different story, but in the end, everything that Jill just said is right. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to manage people. And that's the end of the sentence.
It is.
And you don't have to manage people at all with the way that we do it here right. And the way that our members do it.
Especially if you're doing big numbers. I mean, you could be in this business very successfully, not having a staff, buying everything through escrow and selling everything through an agent.
You know, it's almost like
that's your staff.
Exactly. You buy an apartment building and what's the first thing you do? What it's an institutional, you know, class A apartment building.
The property owner, manager.
Yeah, that's right. You have a property manager. The owner usually never even sees the property. They just send their property manager out there to make sure the cap rate works and that they're going to be able to sell it for, you know, in addition, they're going to be able to raise the rent. Right. That's all the owner cares about. I'm going to raise the rent in a year. I'm going to resell it for that same cap rate.
Right.
So as long as you buy it right, you don't ever talk to the tenants. There's no, and you can't do that on term sales here. It's right. Well, you can. It's what Jill just said. You have to hire some people.
Yeah.
And they're going to get burned out. People get yelled at. It's just,
yeah,
it's not for me.
It's just not an easy road. And so my thing is, I understand people, it's like, do you want to go like this with your bank balance? Because every month you get a little ahead, little ahead, little ahead, little ahead for all that work versus, or you could hockey stick it, which I prefer to.
Here's truth time. Here's why I never considered doing term sales. Yeah. Here's why I did. Because I taught Mark Podolsky how to do this.
Yeah.
And he loved term sales. He's a total sales guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's not his math and all the data part of this is not his thing, but he sells. Mm-hmm. And so he could deal with these people that he could deal. He would love to just sell the property the first week.
Right.
And he loved back then 40 acre properties in Nevada. There's just nothing there. And so we went in, bought thousands of acres, created a subdivision, bladed the roads in literally, and then started selling on terms and did very well, extremely well. So mm-hmm. I'm looking at that going, well, what am I doing over here? And it turns out this is a better way.
Yeah. Now we have how many years to compare?
Yeah.
You know, so it's just a lot of work.
Yep.
Happy you could join us today. Hold on a second. You went down a little too far. That's okay. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called The Red, Green, Yellow Test for Picking a County Explained. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
So tomorrow, I get to zone out a little bit and take a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
Okay. I look forward to that. Hey, do you need to send out a few thousand offers to property owners like we do? Check out Offers to Owners. It's offers, the number two, and owners.com. No setup fees, free mail merge, and exceptional service. We should know because it's our company. Give Offers to Owners a call today.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.